The peak body representing medical students in Australia says the nation won't have enough doctors in the future because of a shortfall in training places for medical graduates. The Medical Students Association says hundreds of medical graduates will be forced overseas or out of medicine altogether if they can't secure internships in Australian hospitals. While local students are guaranteed hospital placements, there's no such guarantee for international students, as Emily Burke reports.
Australia has doubled the number of medical graduates in just 6 years. This year, around 3,500 graduates will be turned out from the nation's medical schools. But crucially, not every student is guaranteed an internship. James Churchill is president of the Australian Medical Students Association.
At this stage, our latest indication is up to 370 of those graduates will not be able to proceed to an internship in Australia.
Who's missing out?
All Commonwealth-supported students, so permanent residents of Australia, are guaranteed an internship in their state or territory. International students, those students who've paid upwards of $300,000 and spent up to 6 years of their life studying in Australia, are likely to be the first to miss out on internships.
What about domestic full-fee-paying students?
So domestic full-fee-paying students, it appears this year, have been accommodated by most state and territories. But in future years, it's still yet to be seen as to whether those domestic full-fee-paying students will gain an internship in Australia.
If 300-odd students miss out, what happens to them?
So those students aren't going to be able to continue practising in Australia, and they'll be essentially lost to the Australian healthcare system at a time that we need all the doctors that we are producing. The Health Workforce 2025 report released in April indicates that we're still going to be modestly short of doctors by 2025. Those medical graduates are likely to need to go overseas to continue their training, or some may decide, after years of study, to leave medicine entirely and to embark on different careers.
Kim Snowball is chairman of the Australian Health Minister's Advisory Council. He admits there's a problem.
Very rapid growth. We all know that we've got to grow our medical workforce in Australia. This is part of that process, but it's been a little bit of a catch-up for us. We're growing it by 500 in 1 year, when you're normally operating at about 3,000, is a big ask. And so we're working very hard, of course, to try and accommodate that. We want to give these graduates a great experience in terms of education, training experience in our hospitals.
But there are alternatives to hospital-based training. Justin Bilby is president of the Medical Deans of Australia and New Zealand.
We believe there's other options in the private system. We believe these are the unutilised educational private hospitals that, or private structures that could actually take intern placements. There's probably some small margins for growth in general practice in primary care out in the community. And we also think there's a way to look at maybe how the rosters are structured across the system, across Australia, to look at whether we can absorb some of the interns in those areas.
But he says it's not a good look for Australia to educate international students at university but fail to give them the essential workplace training.
One of the things that we have a very large international education market that we attract students right across from medicine through to all the professions we train for. And I think for Australia's long-term intersection across the world, we have to resolve this.
It's a bad look, though, isn't it?
I think it's not a look we want to propagate. These international students are exceptionally well trained in the Australian system, and I really should be considered part of the workforce solution as we go forward as a country.
In the meantime, opportunities are being squandered, according to James Churchill from the Medical Students Association.
To train a medical student for up to 6 years in the Australian healthcare system and then not to have an internship for those students once they graduate is a blatant waste of taxpayer dollars and valuable clinical teaching time.
That's James Churchill from the Australian Medical Students Association.